This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Paul Joseph Watson's coming up in about 10 minutes. I want to jam a few of your calls in. I'm sorry. Like at the buffet, I overate here. There's too many of you to get to everybody. But after he leaves at 3 o'clock, we're going to have open phones, though, and Schroyer. But know this bottom line. We love you to death because you're not taking it lying down. And even better than that, we're winning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Ha-ha! Now, I want to hit a point that Paul Watson's pointed out at InfoWars.com in his article on his summit.news. Media label book Garlic Festival Shooter cited a neo-Nazi manifesto. The book was written in 1890. Neo-Nazis didn't exist till Hitler died in late 1945. You can go read that in Time Life Encyclopedia on it that I happened to pull off my own office shelf. This is volume 24. My parents bought me this when I was 7 years old. You can go read all about it. But see, you're not supposed to actually know the history while even knowing about the Nazis. They're even banning books and stuff on Facebook and YouTube about, and videos about the Nazis saying they're bad. Isn't that amazing? And then now we've learned that this individual was an Islamicist, all evidence shows, from Iran. And the guy he praises was an Islamicist. But see, that's how this works now. That's who supposedly shot up the Garlic Festival. That ties into Chase the Patriot. Says they're having new warnings against Christian nationalists. And FBI Director Ray, up to his eyeballs and all this stuff, he says whites are the ones doing all the terror. He calls 100 crimes committed by whites terror. But all the statistics show that's not even true. It's incredible. So Chase the Patriot, he's still there. He's just hang up. Because I was just going to him. Just drop. Boom, that happens sometimes. I was talking to Jameson in New Jersey about taking action. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
Hello.
Welcome.
First off, I want to say hashtag big tech, big pupils.
Hashtag big tech, big pupils. That's the hashtag.
Yeah. We need to get off this timeline, Alex. I want to give a quick plug. Every morning I wake up, starts with X2 and a shot of Secret 12, and that's helped bring my dad back from low T after a prostatectomy. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, sir, these are the best, purest, strongest supplements out there. Just briefly, what they do for your dad? What happened?
They had to induce low T because they had to go in with radiation to follow up after the prostatectomy.
Sure.
And, testosterone helps grow tumors, and they wanted to get rid of it. So they had to shut it all down. And they chemically castrated them. They used the same
stuff they use on little kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much, I guess. And, which is freaky. That's like inducing almost like Alzheimer's, the way it affects everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he really bottomed out and, to the point where the doctor even remarked, like, this is pretty low. And it was due to come back within hopefully 6 months. And it was like, okay, anytime now. And we just got aggressive with the, nutraceuticals and the X2 and Secret 12 and the BioTrue Selenium was part of it. The whole thing was just trying to, throw everything.
And that's all great. Preglinone in the real red pill bottle.
Yeah, that came out after the fact.
By the way, I can't take our real red pill plus. It makes my test go up so high that I turn into King Kong. I mean, it's like, this is the real deal. I mean, my hair starts falling out. I go crazy. I start losing weight. I can't even take it. You know, preglinone is they're even trying to ban it as a drug, but it's a precursor to all the hormones. So you add that with X2, so it's powerful. I'm going to come back to you briefly and go to Paul Watson. I want you to be able to finish your point, Jameson, but thanks for the plug. Stay there. Don't hang up. Man, I'm just tempted. I'm going to be up here at 7 o'clock tonight hosting the whole deal and after with Gavin McGinnis and others. And Paul's coming up. He's a great guy. Always sought after to get on air. A lot of great points. Paul Joseph Watson's taking over. We got Laura in France. We got Chase the Patriot. He's back. We've got Chris and Forrest and Eric and Craig. I don't know what I'm going to do because I got Paul Watson on one hand and I got all these great calls on the other. Paul Watson looks like he's a little angry, too, right now. Because he's ready. He is loaded for bear. He is in fuego. You notice Paul's on fire right now.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. And there's this quiet Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Bonjo needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do.
Paul Joseph Watson is ready. He's in the bullpen. He's about to come out in just a few minutes. So be sure and tune in for that and tell everybody you know. Again, the power of you telling people about this 40-hour special broadcast about our coverage of the debate tonight is insurmountable. I respect your calls. I appreciate your calls. The phone system takes 20 calls. I didn't get to them on time. Everyone that is on hold gets a free T-shirt. You know, it's a hassle for a call, folks. Everyone gets a free T-shirt of your size and choosing. Give us your name and your number. We'll give it to customer service, and everyone will get a free T-shirt for holding 30 minutes. But I'm going to go to Jameson's and at least Laura in France. And I apologize to everybody else. In fact, get their numbers. I'll call them back tonight after the debate if I'm not struck down by lightning. And we'll get you on air as well. But Jameson's in New Jersey, you were saying getting Trump to take action. That's what I'm obsessed with. Go ahead.
He is not the second coming, and so he's not going to save us, and we can't beg him or curse him out and make him do it. We have to make him do it. He's the right man in the right time to do the bidding of our will. And
no, I agree. He's not the second coming, and he means well, but he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards who are being attacked and threatened, so they won't execute jack crap. But his hair is spectacular.
His hair is amazing.
Have you seen it lately? Up to 5 inches sticking out?
I saw that.
This is cartoon character level. I love it.
But the way we do it, this is our John Hancock moment, okay? We need a declaration. We need to put together a declaration of no confidence in the fairness of the 2020 general election and a resolution to peacefully disrupt and obstruct through all available means of nonviolent civil disobedience and thereby invalidate the 2020 election if by this November 2019, a year out with time to turn it around, he has not re-platformed and given speech back online so that the only way this isn't civil war at 2020 is if we can get the moderate Democrats who are not seeing what we see and seeing the truth to see the truth by getting through the blockade online. And we have to promise that we're going to make a mess out of it. And if big tech is allowed to meddle, then we're going to meddle right back.
Now, absolutely, Jameson. I appreciate your call. Laura in France and Paul Joseph Watson is taking over. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for taking the call. Just to say, we love your show. We love Trump. And just the other day, we were speaking about the 5G, and Trump was talking the other day about giving it to the farmers first, and, you know, it's going to be the biggest thing going in America, etc., good for the economy. We're just worried because it's so dangerous, and we wondered, you know, is he going to do this another way and then change things? Because it's just so extreme that people aren't being given a choice, and this 5G is coming whether we like it or not. And I just want
to... Well, listen, he's... Trump is a caveman. And that's kind of a good thing. In some ways, it's not. I mean, even Drudge under my article yesterday saying we've got to get Trump to not commit political suicide and stop the censorship. Drudge literally posted under it, Politico, admitting that Trump watches TV and reads newspapers. He thinks the internet's like some little sub group like the minor leagues. No, they're the Yankees, dude. CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. That's not even minor league. That's not even high school baseball, man. The damn internet. I'll explain to him. 200 million followers of Instagram and Facebook's got deleted. One account had 43 million. The next biggest, 31 million. I added them up. It was 200 million plus followers. I mean, that is this week that this is going on. He is ignorant on these things, and I'm trying to light a fire in his ass. But, man, you mentioned 5G, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because this is something I wanted to get to, and I forgot to. Drum roll, please. Dr. McCam shot. Pampers is launching new smart diapers that will tell you when the baby needs to be changed. That means they're surveilling. If you don't change it enough, you go to jail. That's right. It puts a 5G microwave on your son's testicles. Don't worry. You thought bisphenol A sterilized your boy? Don't worry. Microwave ovens to be added to diapers. Pampers is launching new smart diapers guaranteed to cook your testicles. You think brain tumors are good from cell phones? That will tell you when the baby needs to be changed or when the eggs are boiled. The sensor work in concert with Wi-Fi baby monitor with an app that lets parents keep track of your baby's diaper situation and lets them know when the baby needs to be changed. There you go. 5G in the... because it says it's compatible. 5G. Hey, son. Hey, dad. Why do I have testicular cancer at age 5? Well, we put a microwave oven on your testicles. Is that what you're talking about, ma'am?
Well, yes, of course, Alex. And what I'm saying is, does he realize, you know, how dangerous it is? I mean, I know it's technology and we're going forward and all of that. But, I mean, people are going to die, you know, just so they can have a faster internet. I know there's more to it with space and all of that. But it just seemed...
Oh, it's all about chipping the brain and just getting you used to it. That, oh, I don't worry about anything. I don't just go, you know, hey, every couple hours my kid pisses her pants, or, you know, they tell you, hey, I went to the bathroom, or hey, you see the... hey, you smell it, or you see the diaper's plumped up, or you check the diaper. I mean, any idiot knows you just squeeze it to see what's going on. No, 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 I've got Wi-Fi in the pants.
Yeah, I mean, that's
more, like putting a chip up your ass and decide, well, you take a shit. I mean, my God.
But with regard to Trump, I mean, what do you think his feelings are on this? Is he that ignorant?
I think his hair is a 5G receiver and he's a damn space alien. He's probably the enemy. I'm joking. Ma'am, you sound so sincere and so loving. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'd like to say I think we love your show and everything you do. And my kids, the teenagers, they watch it. The whole Trump thing, the election, we listen to your show. And I think the great thing that he's done is he's brought people the interest back into politics, especially the youngsters, because, you know, whichever side they're on, you know, they're interested now in politics, and they weren't before. And I think that alone is something fantastic that he's done.
No, I totally agree. You're beautiful. Please call me again. Sorry to the other callers. You all get a free shirt. I respect you. I love you. If you want to call back in tonight, we'll call you. Paul Watson is taking over. The illustrious, the hard to get of Summit.News fame. So glad he joins us. Paul, what do you make of 5G receivers to be implanted in the diapers to bake the genitals?
I'm sure it's very necessary. I mean, doesn't there come a time when the trade-off between higher speed internet and this kind of thing kind of cancels it out? Who needs higher speed internet? I mean, unless you're doing high quality graphic processing, if you're making a movie, why does anyone need speeds of that excess? I haven't researched 5G. I don't actually know if it's going to fry everyone's brains, but I'd be very cautious about it.
Oh, no, even the L.A. Times, all the studies, it massive brain cancer. Yeah, every cancer, you know, it resonates right at the speed to you know, microwaves rub molecules together, right?
Yeah, a lot of people have been warning about it. I haven't researched it myself, but yeah.
Well, let me tell you, the studies are out 30 years ago. Regular cell phone radiation, it's not even as fast as 5G, causes DNA to break because it rubs the molecules together and it raises brain temperature up to 1 degree. What do you make of the human animal chimeras legalized in Japan, Paul?
I'm more concerned about the Siri and the Apple spying on everyone and listening to their conversations, but those kind of issues, people don't care about them. They routinely receive the least traffic if you write a story about it or if you make a video about it. So people have completely sacrificed every last shred of privacy they have.
Well, exactly. Paul, remember, we first broke that they were listening and watching to us in 2005. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson, just explosively emotional, responding to everything I say, not deadpan at all, is taking over on the other side. Anyways, I'm Alex Jones, and the Red Coat Extravaganza begins. Clownworld.us, 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 clownworld.us. Jeffrey Epstein, Hillary Clinton, hope you don't do it. So don't tell anybody about clownworld.us. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live with Clown World coverage of the upcoming Democratic presidential debate, again being held, what, a year and a half before the actual election? Way too early. You've basically got 18 candidates up there saying, Orange Man bad, over and over again, compared to probably two in Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard, who actually talk about real policies and real issues. And in fact, Tulsi Gabbard tweeted yesterday her support for online free speech across the board for all Americans, no matter their political persuasion. That question's not going to come up in tonight's debates and tomorrow night's debates, I would imagine. But what questions are going to come up is the question of giving free health care, free, paid for by American taxpayers, to potentially tens of millions of illegal immigrants going to come up again. Because basically all of the main candidates, again, apart from those two that I mentioned, have either openly advocated for that or not disavowed it. People are now, experts have looked at this and saying it could collapse the entire economy because you would get a flood of illegals coming over. You would incentivize them to come over. Will the issue of free healthcare, which Bernie Sanders said he supported, but illegal aliens, despite previously saying that you can't have a big welfare state with open borders, so he's completely flipped. Will that issue come up? Will the issue of Baltimore come up, given that it's now officially racist to point out that Baltimore is the most dangerous city in America, even though it is, to point out that some areas of Baltimore are like living in third world countries, which again, Bernie Sanders said back in 2015, but now he says Trump's racist for saying similar things in 2019. Will that issue come up? I retweeted Steve Guest about 15 minutes ago, who tweeted this: add this to things you can't make up. A rat ran through a Fox 45 Baltimore reporter's live shot during a story on President Trump's tweet. So they were actually doing a live shot of some rubbish outside a residential block in Baltimore, talking about how President Trump needs to visit the area before spouting lies about Baltimore. And literally in the middle of this shot, a giant rat scuttles out from behind the garbage and runs across the shot of the camera. Will that issue come up? Will Democrats be forced to defend Baltimore as the apparently beautiful, amazing utopia that it now is after President Trump criticized it? USA Today reports, the president is right about Baltimore. Are Democrats really prepared to defend failure? Yes, that Democrats are now the party of rodent-infested messes, apparently. The article makes the point that President Barack Obama said then that difficult conditions in Baltimore required national soul-searching. Let's bear in mind the fact that after these tweets, the state of Baltimore has been blamed on Donald Trump's racist rhetoric. They're literally blaming the chronic state of Baltimore, which has been like that for decades, on President Trump's tweets. Despite the fact that Barack Obama spent $1.8 billion in stimulus on the city of Baltimore, and as this USA Today columnist admits, it didn't seem to solve anything. The Baltimore Sun is out saying that Trump's a massive racist and a hypocrite and a liar for saying that Baltimore's in a terrible state, kind of contradicts with their op-ed from September or November, sorry, 2016, which said Trump's right, declare Baltimore a disaster and rebuild it. Now they're singing a very different tune. So will it come up in the debates tonight? Especially as this happened just a few days ago. Baltimore's new deputy police commissioner gets mugged at gunpoint. Again, in this crime-free utopia. You're not in Louisiana anymore. A new deputy police commissioner in Baltimore got a first-hand lesson in the city's crime problems, getting robbed at gunpoint while out with his wife, according to reports. Deputy Commissioner Daniel Murphy had only started with the force in April after being brought in from New Orleans. He was robbed at 9 p.m. Friday by four men in a white SUV. And so he has experienced the crime-free utopia of Baltimore at first hand in one of his first days on the job. There's an article up at Breitbart by John Nolte, entitled Elijah Cummings Blames Baltimore's Problems on Trump and Racism. As I said before, the reason that Baltimore's been in such a terrible, dreadful state is because Donald Trump tweeted about it last week. That's how it all began. Nothing to do with those hulking, rotting apartment blocks that are now basically trash dumps infested with rats and have been for decades. No, it all started with Donald Trump's tweets last week. He makes the point of this. Here's a look at Baltimore City Council, where 9 out of 15 council members and the council president, a citywide elected position, are black. And of course, they're all, every single one of them, a Democrat. Here's a look at Baltimore's mayor, a black man and naturally a Democrat. Here's a look at the guy who represented Baltimore for 36 years, 13 years as a state representative and 23 years in the U.S. House of Representatives. Since 1987, Baltimore has only had one mayor who was not black. Since the office of city council president was established in 1923, almost 100 years ago, the office has never been held by a Republican. But of course, Donald Trump is to blame for the state of Baltimore because of his tweets last week. But apparently, if that is the gauge, if that's the metric by which we declare something racist, then Google is now racist too. Headline up at summit.news, first Google search suggestion, Baltimore is a dump. Now, you know how much Google likes to game its algorithm and its search results to both alter and dictate reality. I've pointed out many times before, I think they've changed it back now, but as of about 2 weeks ago, if you searched my full name and YouTube on Google, you would expect to get the first result, my YouTube channel. And it wasn't even on the first page as of last week. It was somebody doing an impression of me on YouTube. That's an example of how they've gamed their algorithm. We know they've gamed it preceding national elections like the and referendums like the abortion referendum in Ireland to place pro-abortion content above pro-life content to literally game the results of an election. Dr. Robert Epstein has proven that that can shift millions of votes on election day. But now President Trump has been labeled racist for his criticisms of Baltimore. And yet the first Google autocomplete suggestion to come up when one searches for Baltimore is Baltimore is a dump. Now, I tried this morning over here in the UK, and that was true for this first search term. The first search autocomplete suggestion when you type in Baltimore is to Google is Baltimore is a dump. Now, other people in America have typed it in and got Baltimore is a mess, Baltimore is rat-infested, Baltimore is a slum, Baltimore is crime-infested. Whether they changed it after that came out last night remains to be seen. Because when you search it now, there are neutral or positive results below. But still, the last time I checked, Baltimore is a dump was the first suggestion being suggested by Google when you used that search term. So I guess we have to conclude. The only conclusion to make is that just like Donald Trump, Google is racist and Google is to blame for all the problems in Baltimore. This is Clown World USA live coverage. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back in this symbol war, in this information war, at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com, and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and the condenser coil. Stat, sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on this special Clown World broadcast in anticipation of the Democratic debates, which are taking place tonight and tomorrow. And we've got the Stop the Clown store-wide mega sale available right now, where you can get free shipping and double Patriot points on a ton of great products at clownworld.us. We've also, of course, got the money bomb rolling right now, where you can donate directly to support this broadcast. And of course, we need it now more than ever. We've got 50% off Ultra 12, 60% off the Real Red Pill, and great discounts on other products, including
One of my personal favorites, of course, Turbo Force Energy Metabolism Alertness. This is a powdered energy drink which will give you a pick-me-up like you've never experienced before. Just go careful with it. Probably best to start off just having half a sachet before you move on to the full one, because this will give you a boost unlike any other without that junk side effect that you get from a lot of other energy drinks. So that is available right now as part of this special for 50% off the Clown World US special, available right now at clownworld.us. Again, double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide. Please shop now. 50% off all storable foods as well. So please go there and get your products today to support this broadcast. Now, yesterday in Germany, we had another example of cultural enrichment, where a tragic incident happened where a mother and her 8-year-old son were pushed off the train tracks, were pushed onto the train tracks at Frankfurt train station in Germany. An update on that from Breitbart: Eritrean migrant held on murder charge over railway death of child has psychiatric problems. Now, of course, this guy was running around the train station trying to push a bunch of people onto the tracks. Tragically, the mother and the son got pushed onto the tracks. The mother was able to squeeze in between the tracks and save herself. The 8-year-old boy was less fortunate, and he was hit by a high-speed, what they call ICE train, that was pulling into the station and unfortunately died suddenly. Now an Eritrean man suspected of fatally pushing an 8-year-old boy in front of a train at Frankfurt's main station had undergone psychiatric treatment recently, is being sought by Swiss police after threatening a neighbour. The 40-year-old, who has lived in Switzerland for over a decade and has 3 small children, hasn't yet given any explanation for a possible motive for the killing that has horrified Germany. They were talking about another incident in Germany where they claim a right-winger had shot an Eritrean migrant. So they were speculating as to whether it was some kind of revenge attack. Doesn't appear to be so, just appears to be a completely random murder. The man, whose name has not been released, was chased by passers-by, including an off-duty police officer, and arrested near the station. The nature of the crime raises the possibility of mental illness, and psychiatric assessment will be conducted. Swiss authorities later told reporters the man had undergone psychiatric treatment this year and apparently had been involved in other violent crimes. So we'll continue to monitor that story. But also in Germany, up on summit.news today, German swimming pool forced to introduce ID checks to stop harassment by migrant youths. Throughout the summer, and of course we've had a heat wave in Europe for certainly part of this summer so far, swimming pools across Germany have had major problems with, in some cases, gangs of hundreds of migrant youths from North African countries. The same countries, by the way, that the perpetrators of the Cologne mass molestation on New Year's Eve 2015 came from. Swimming pools across Germany are having big problems with the harassment, rowdy behavior, riotous behavior, migrant youth starting fights at these public swimming pools, and particularly one in Dusseldorf, which they've had to call the police numerous times. They had to hire 6 security guards to patrol this one public swimming pool because they were getting so much trouble from these migrant youths from North African countries. Those 6 security guards couldn't handle it, and they had to call police. This is not the first time this has happened. 20 police officers showed up, and they had to close the pool down once again. Now a swimming pool in the German city of Dusseldorf, the same one, has been forced to introduce mandatory ID card checks in an effort to stop sexual assaults and rowdy behavior by migrant youths. They had a crisis summit between administrators, the mayor, and the police chief, and they introduced an online ticket system linked to people's IDs to control who is allowed to enter the pool. How they're going to actually manage that remains to be seen, because they're not going to be able to deny people entry to the pool based on their nationality, because that would cause a nationwide scandal, and of course they'd be accused of racism. So I don't exactly know how they're going to control the amount of people. Maybe they're just going to do it on a number system where only a certain amount of people are allowed in the pool at any one time. Maybe they're going to do it that way. But the mayor of Dusseldorf, Thomas Geisel, said, "In Rheinbad, we have introduced an identity card for all visitors. Those who do not comply will not be let in. It is absolutely unacceptable and inconceivable that families who want to spend their free time here are harassed by youth gangs. This controversy, in tandem with the tragic case of the 8-year-old boy being pushed on the train tracks, has again restarted the debate over migration in Germany. And I think even somebody who was in Angela Merkel's party said this would cause them again to look at reducing the amount of migrants from North Africa who are allowed into the country. So these two stories in tandem have really reignited that debate. But as we reported earlier this month, the pool had to be closed twice after 400 male migrants, how they were even allowed to get in the first place, harassed the family, prompting a huge police deployment. And then last Friday, the pool had to be cleared out again, as around 60 North African migrants began engaging in aggressive behavior. Outnumbered, the 6 security guards on patrol had to call for police backup. 20 officers arrived and the pool was closed. Voice of Europe commented, quote, "It should be known that before the migrant crisis, German swimming pools didn't need 6 security guards to maintain order. It's likely that they didn't need any at all." You'd think that 6 security guards would be enough to maintain order at a local public swimming pool. Apparently not. So now they're having to try something different. Meanwhile, over in Iran, woman stalked and harassed for not wearing a hijab. Of course, in the West, through the hijab Barbie, through the Nike hijab Olympic headgear, the Islamic headdress is not only being normalized, but is being celebrated as a symbol of feminism. We've highlighted that over and over again. When you actually go to the Middle East, it's the women who are removing their hijabs who are being brutally harassed on the street, incarcerated, arrested, tortured. Now we have a video out of Iran which shows a woman who apparently wasn't wearing her hijab. It's not clear if she's wearing it or not, or if it just slipped. Because in some cases, if somebody sees it slip, then they call the religious morality police and then they get harassed for that reason. Of course, in Indonesia and some of these countries, they literally have gangs of cops roaming around in squad cars looking for women who are not wearing their hijabs correctly, similar to what ISIS does in ISIS-controlled areas of Iraq and Syria. Again, looking to harass, potentially arrest these brave women, many of whom are not even engaging in a protest. They just accidentally let their hijab slip. Of course, others who did engage in protest, in one case, one was hit with 20 years in prison for removing her veil during a protest. If you actually go back to the original Arab feminist groups in the Middle East, and I've done several videos about this, there was one called the Egyptian Feminist Union. They were around in the 1920s as the first Arab Muslim feminist group in the Middle East. What was the first act of defiance that they used to symbolize their movement? Well, it was to remove the hijab. Now people in Iran, more than ever, it seems, are getting harassed, imprisoned, tortured for doing so. But in the West, we're told that it's this marvelous symbol of feminism, to the point where the resistance, the anti-Trump resistance, as we've seen, uses it on their posters to symbolize their brave patriotic resistance, even though it's a symbol of subjugation, oppression, incarceration, brutalization of women across the Middle East. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back, Clown World.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
.us for all night long coverage. And will they talk about identity politics? Obviously. Will they talk about Orange Man Bad? Obviously. That's literally all they've got to say, apart from two of the candidates. The other 18 are going to be on that all night. Beto O'Rourke has got some African-American athletes who are inspired by Colin Kaepernick. He's got them in the audience, apparently, so I'm sure he'll be doing a shout-out to them. But is it going to translate as a successful election strategy, saying Orange Man Bad over and over again, and continually hyping the cult of diversity? Which brings me to this story from Summit.News. DCCC executive director forced to resign because she's white. This actually happened. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee executive director Alison Jaslow fell on her sword for the sake of diversity after she was forced to resign for being white. She's an Iraq war veteran, and she attended an all-staff meeting on Monday to make it official after two Hispanic lawmakers demanded she step down for not doing enough to diversify the DCCC. So they literally said, this organization at the top is too white. You're white. For that reason, because of your skin color, you're going to have to step down. Claiming the organization was in complete chaos, the lawmakers demanded Chairwoman Cherry Bustos, quote, appoint a qualified person of color, of which there are many, as executive director at once. How about just appoint the person who is best qualified, regardless of skin color, you know, judging them on their character, their experience, their skills, and not their skin color, as the great Martin Luther King once said, who would now be derided as an Uncle Tom sellout by this new feverish, hysterical, progressive left.
That's racist! Martin Luther King's racist!
So she actually held a meeting with the staff, during which she cried and apologized, so she was literally blubbering and crying and apologizing for being white and not supporting diversity strongly enough. She subsequently submitted her resignation on her birthday before releasing a statement on Twitter in which she again genuflected and blubbered about being too pale and stale, apparently. And even Democrats appeared to be shocked by the development. One tweeted, quote, you had to resign because you're white? This is why they blew it in 2016. So even some of them realized that the identity politics, though it may work longer term with changing demographics, doesn't look like it's going to work this time around. Another one said, it's not reverse discrimination. This is just straight up discrimination. Another one said, happy birthday, sorry, you're white. So she literally had to resign, not just resign, but apologize and cry in front of her entire staff for the crime of being white. This is the new Democratic Party. This is the direction in which they've chosen to head. Whether that's going to translate into an election victory remains very much in doubt. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein, an economist, has predicted that he will be killed in jail. Now, this is interesting because this prediction, the initial prediction, was made before he sustained those jail injuries last week, which, of course, the media claimed was a potential suicide bid, but there was no real evidence for that. In fact, the cellmate who Epstein is being detained with, at least before he's convicted, claimed that he had earbuds in and didn't hear the commotion, didn't hear somebody or Epstein himself trying to choke him. So if you believe that, you believe anything. But now the economist Martin Armstrong has predicted that Jeffrey Epstein will never see a trial because he will be killed in jail to hide connections to powerful people who are complicit in his sex trafficking crimes. Armstrong notes that Epstein is being housed in the 10 South unit in New York City, otherwise known as the Hole or America's Guantanamo, where terrorists are kept to, quote, cut them off from the world with no regular access to visits or telephones. So the conditions are so bad that suicides by desperate federal inmates are not uncommon. So they may be trying to drive Epstein to suicide. But then Armstrong notes also, quote, inmates are often killed by others as a cover-up, so the government can blame them, but strangely they manage to get some sort of deal. And he's suggesting that Epstein's cellmate, who faces a death penalty, may indeed get one of those deals if he's complicit in or turns a blind eye to Epstein's suicide. And of course, this prediction, as I said, was made before he sustained those injuries, which the media claim was a potential suicide bid. Given the number of high-profile people who will be embroiled in the fallout, Armstrong asserts, quote, I do not believe that Epstein will ever see a trial. He will be killed one way or another. Epstein will hang himself, so they will say, or be killed by a fellow inmate who will take the blame for time off his bid. Now, of course, Ann Coulter, last week we reported that she's advising the Bureau of Prisons to move Jeffrey Epstein to a supermax facility so that, quote, the people who want him dead won't be able to hide their complicity in his sex trafficking crimes. And as Armstrong notes, it goes way above just the Clinton angle, given the amount of powerful names in his special little black book that are potentially going to be exposed as a result of this trial. Will he ever make it to trial? Well, according to one of the victim's lawyers, that's probably not going to happen. Headline, Epstein in danger of being murdered by powerful people before his trial, says victim's lawyer. This is Spencer Coovin, who told the Sun newspaper, quote, I question whether or not it was a true suicide attempt that Mr. Epstein was involved in, or whether or not there may be some powerful people who just don't want him to talk. He questioned how Epstein could have choked himself, adding, "There's no doubt in my mind that no jail will protect you when there's powerful people that want to reach you wherever you are." And he actually mentioned a similar case, probably not involving underage children, but a sex trafficking case nonetheless, which was a 1959 case called the Profumo Affair, where socialite Stephen Ward, this was in Britain, was put on trial for procuring young women for the British elite, but killed himself before the verdict was announced. So a very similar situation where he had a list of clients very high up in the British establishment who did not want to get exposed, and he ended up dead. This lawyer for the victim said, quote, "We know that Mr. Ward, who was involved in that affair and the procurement of women for some notable people, was given bail and committed suicide while out on bail. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Mr. Epstein attempts again to set out on bail, and if he does, whether he survives between now and the day of his trial." Interestingly enough, Mr. Coovin, the lawyer for Epstein's victim, one of them, noted that these kind of eyes wide shut style sex parties attended by masked men, most of them, of course, elitist, as we saw somewhat infamously in Eyes Wide Shut, the Stanley Kubrick film back in the late 90s, have been taking place for over 50 years. And, of course, the Epstein sex trafficking ring is the perfect example of that. And if you've seen the movie, then the fate that awaited some of those characters in that movie could potentially await Epstein himself, according to that lawyer. Meanwhile, two Somali refugees arrested for planning ISIS attack inside US. One of them had a residency permit. The other one was still clarified as a refugee. And they were basically caught trying to travel to Egypt to join ISIS and to carry out terror attacks in Egypt. The plan was, if they failed to get out of the country, they were going to commit an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack inside the United States. They tried to board a flight at Tucson International Airport in Arizona, but were caught by FBI agents because, again, as per usual, sometimes people call this entrapment, but this is what the FBI does. They pose as ISIS recruitment agents to try and ferret out these people. Once they start talking to them, then they close the net. So those two refugees have been arrested planning a terror attack. Meanwhile, journalists fired from contributing at NPR over Antifa activism. You've got to give props to NPR. They've actually established themselves, at least with this act, as a journalistic outfit and not an activism outfit, because a columnist at Teen Vogue has been dumped from her position as a contributor to NPR over her ties to Antifa, which, of course, Donald Trump suggested that they're considering characterizing as a domestic terrorist group. He made that tweet over the weekend. So she's on Twitter whining about the fact that she got canned by NPR. Well, don't support a domestic terrorist group whose members literally tried to massacre a bunch of ICE agents, and then maybe your journalistic credibility will be more respected by the likes of NPR. But I'm sure there's a cushy job waiting for Kim Kelly over at CNN, who of course has repeatedly failed to denounce Antifa, as have much of the Democratic Party and the progressive left. That's going to wrap it up for this segment. Owen Schroyer is coming up live. Clownworld.us live debate coverage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.